7:25. Let's talk about fostering this morning. I don't know whether it's ever crossed your mind before, giving a home to an older child or a teenager. No, thank you, you might be thinking. Well, think again. Foster 4, the foster carer recruitment service. This is for Holt and Warrington and Cheshire, Weston and Chester. They say a brash exterior often hides feelings of insecurity, fear and confusion. It's now launching a new campaign and just encouraging local people to consider fostering teens. Debbie is a single foster carer from Runcorn, who's been fostering with Holton Council for several years now. She joins me on the line. Hi, Debbie.
Morning, Tony. Hi.
It's often the case, isn't it, you know, with teenagers, if you've got teenagers in your family, there's a bit of a front, there's a bit of a bravado, but when you strip that away, you get to the real person.
That's right, yes. It does take time. You know, you've got to regain trust. They're coming into your house as strangers. It's like going anywhere out in the community. So therefore, you know, they've always got this front, as you say. And then you break it down and they just want somewhere safe that they, you know, can rebuild themselves, really.
How do you start that? How do you start that relationship when, as you say, you know, they come into your home and, you know, it's that mutual respect? How do you kind of chip away at that kind of tough exterior? Because they've been through a lot, you know, a lot of these young people.
It is. It's a case of, you know, being patient, being watchful, being listening, and then finding out interest. You know, you get a little nick of what they might be interested in. I mean, some of my teenagers, you know, like to go back a bit and step back to karaoke or step back to, you know, going on the bikes, things that probably haven't done before, going out to the countryside. So it's little bits that you put in that you can show positively that there is some other choices that can be made. And then it's a case of, you know, it does build from there if you have the time. Yeah.
Do you have to have a bit of tough love sometimes, though, because there's got to be boundaries and, a little bit of discipline? How do you manage that side of things?
It is. You've got to be fair. You've got to be firm, but firm and fair, and listen and be able to, sorry, I've got baby here as well.
No, you know, it's okay, you carry on. Baby takes preference, you carry on. If you need to go, don't you worry. You just do what you need to do. That's fine.
And, you know, you've got to be able to compromise in some cases. You know, these children have to have different boundaries and lifestyles, so therefore, you know, there's got to be some kind of compromise, but, as you say, within policy and procedures.
And of course, in many cases, there may have been little discipline in someone's life. So this is all very new. We all like a routine. We're comfortable and reassured with a routine. But if you've never had that, that must be tough.
Yes, it does. But I find, you know, with the children that I've cared for and looked after, they've wanted that. You know, as it comes through the process with them staying with us, then they've wanted that. They wanted dinner on the table. You know, they wanted fresh clothes. They wanted, you know, to know that they're dry clothes. So it all builds on that trust, on getting to know each other.
How long have you been doing this, Debbie?
10 years.
How many years, sorry?
10 years.
10 years. Okay. Yes. What got you into it in the first place? Because I suppose it's that first big decision, really, isn't that big first hurdle to get over? What got you into it?
I came about, funny enough, Tony, through a charity called Nightstop that host 16 to 24 year olds that are homeless and can't get into the YMCA. And listening to them, tell me their stories and issues of previous lifestyles made me want to catch children younger, to be able to try to break the cycle a bit.
Yeah. I know Nightstop, that's a local organisation as well, isn't it? I think it was based in Holton, yeah.
And that's right.
How many lives have you changed? How much difference have you made to young people's lives over the years?
I do short stay, long term, and emergency placements. Emergency placements can be two days to 2 weeks. Short term can be months to 2 years, and long term can be past the age of 18. I've done through all of them. I've also done done special guardianship for a young girl, and it was only then on the paperwork that I found out I'd been fostering 18 children. I don't count them as a number. Mm. You know, as you say, it is a life that, you know, you're caring for. So therefore, you know, I've been able to change 18 lives, hopefully.
So if a young person comes to you and you help them, be it overnight or, you know, two or, or 3 weeks, and then they have to go, but they look at you and say, Debbie, you know, you've really helped me. I really don't want to go. I want to stay with you. That must be a hard conversation to have.
There have been some cases like that. And, you know, I've had thank you cards from the children that moved on. And, as you say, children that wanted to stay. But, unfortunately, on the position that I have at my home, that hasn't been possible. So it's a case of, you know, explaining why.
How do people do it, Debbie, if you know, I mean, I mentioned this morning, you know, when we think of fostering, we think of the toddlers, we think of babies, and sometimes, you know, the teens, if you like, you know, they don't get shoved to one side, but it's almost kind of down the list a little bit. And you say to somebody, would you fancy getting into fostering a teen? What would you say to that person who said, not on your Nelly, not on your life, I wouldn't do that in a million years? What would you say to them?
I would say, you know, there's more negativity shown in the press towards the lives of children that we take in. You know, it's not the children's fault they come into care, you know, in many cases, and they need the safe haven. The teenagers especially, you know, you need to give them something to rebuild on to go forward.
Is there a website? Is there a number that we need to ring? Or if people just want to have a little, you know, don't have to make your mind up now, but if you want to have a little nosy and see what's on there, where do we need to look?
Yeah, Tony, as you mentioned before, foster4.co.uk, as the four authorities around Halton. They're available with inquiries onto that website. And also a telephone number 01925 444100.
That's a Warrington number, isn't it? 01925.
It is. That's a dedicated recruitment line. Great. Recruitment inquiries.
Debbie, you've done a grand job talking to me on the BBC and looking after the baby there in the background as well. You're multitasker extraordinaire. Thanks very much, and thanks for everything you've done. You've changed a lot of lives for the better, and you deserve all the thank you cards that come through as well. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks so much, Tony.
You're all welcome.
Right, bye now.
Anytime. Thank you very much indeed. 01925 444 100. Or if you want to find out some more details, Foster 4, and that's the number 4, foster4.co.uk. Have a little look, and there's more information up there for you.